This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 Outreach Summit at Apulia in Italy today. Mr. Modi reached Apulia last night on a two-day visit to Italy at the invitation of its Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. India has been invited as an outreach country. This is Prime Minister Modi's first overseas visit after assuming office for the third consecutive term. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that the government is committed to consolidate the India-Italy strategic partnership and bolster cooperation in the Indo-Pacific and the Mediterranean regions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the G7 summit at Apulia in Italy today. Mr. Modi met French President Emmanuel Macron this afternoon. The two leaders discussed ways to further strengthen partnership, including in areas of defense, nuclear, space, education and culture. Both leaders also agreed to expand cooperation in the realms of AI, critical and emerging technologies, energy and sports. Prime Minister Modi also met his UK counterpart Rishi Sunak on the sidelines of the G7 summit. He is slated to hold bilateral meetings and discussions with the leaders of the G7, leaders of outreach countries and the international organizations. The Supreme Court today sought responses from the Centre and the National Testing Agency, NTA, on a plea seeking a CBI probe into the allegations of question paper leak and other irregularities in the NEET UG 2024 examination for admission to undergraduate medical programs. A vocation bench of Justices Vikram Nath and Sandeep Mehta, which was hearing a PIL, also sought responses from the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, and the Bihar government within 2 weeks. It said the PIL will also be taken up with other pending ones on 8th of July. The Special Indian Air Force aircraft carrying the mortal remains of 45 Indian nationals who lost their lives in the devastating fire in Kuwait landed at the Cochin International Airport in Kerala this morning. The remains of 45 Indian nationals were flown back home from Kuwait. The bodies of 31 victims were deboarded from the Cochin International Airport. Tragic fire incident took place at a labour housing facility in the Mangaf area of Kuwait on Wednesday. The United States and Ukraine have signed an agreement laying out Washington's long-term security relationship with Kiev on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy. U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed the bilateral deal that comes after 15 countries concluded similar long-term security arrangements with Kiev, including Britain, France, and Germany. About 2 million pilgrims from across the world are converging at Mina in Saudi Arabia as the annual 5-day Hajj pilgrimage began today. More than 1,75,000 pilgrims from India are participating in the pilgrimage. Out of these, 1,40,020 pilgrims have reached there through Hajj Committee of India. The highest number of 5,000 Indian women pilgrims will perform Hajj without mihram or male garden this year. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that heavy to extremely heavy rainfall will continue over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim and other parts of northeast India till 19th of this month. Meanwhile, no respite from heat wave is likely over northern parts of the country. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert warning for some parts of North India, including Jharkhand, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh today. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani, IMD scientist Dr. Soma Sen said heatwave will continue to prevail over Jharkhand, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. India's Divya Deshmukh won the World Junior Girls Chess Championship in Gandhinagar, Gujarat. Top-seeded Divya defeated Bulgaria's Belislava Kresteva in the final round with just 26 moves to claim her maiden. That is the end of this news bulletin.